All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by, Chris Morris, acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. Mr. Morris, welcome back to America's Radio News.
Thank you, and a good Thursday to you, sir.
And to you, hats off. And so let's you know, the headline, it sounds good, so I'm going to say the headline. Microsoft offers Xbox 360s for just $99.
Woohoo!
But there's
asterisk.
There's a big but.
Yeah.
There's a big but in there.
Yeah, normally if you go buy an Xbox 360, it's going to cost you about $300. But if you have a Microsoft store in your town, you do have another option. Microsoft, as you said, is offering an Xbox 360 and Kinect, which is that motion tracking peripheral, for just $99. But you have to commit to a 2-year agreement and pay $15 a month after that.
Now, so, Chris, are you better off than if buying the unit just outright, putting out the money up front, or is this a little bit of a better deal?
Well, it's actually a worse deal. If your total package price on that with the subscription is $460 over 2 years, if you were just to buy the console and the Kinect and then subscribe to Xbox Live, which is their online service, for 2 years, it would cost you $40 less. So it kind of begs the question, well, why would anyone do this? There are a couple reasons.
Yeah.
One is that Microsoft is looking to get people to buy these at $99 and spend money on games right up front. But they're calling it a pilot program, and there's some speculation that this could tie in with the next generation of Xbox, which will come out next year. The company could be laying the groundwork for a cheaper on-ramp for people to get one of those.
When I read this next story, Chris, I had to say, I said, you got to be kidding me. I've got friends of mine who have taken themselves off Facebook because they have privacy concerns, and now we learn there's a report out that says 13 million Facebook users don't even bother to use their privacy settings. Are you kidding me?
It's astonishing. I mean, we talk about this all the time. If you don't set your privacy settings appropriately, it's real easy for people to know more about you than you want them to. And it's not just people who aren't using it, Chris. It's people who don't know that they exist. Now, you might be thinking, what's the big deal about this? Well, consider this. Consumer Reports did this study. They found that 4.8 million people have posted about where they plan to be on a certain day.
Oh, boy.
If you're a burglar, that's an open invitation to tell people when you'll be gone and how long you'll be gone for them to come clear out your house.
You know, Chris, part of this is, and I'm thinking of the older members of my family, my older family and friends that are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy enough to get into it, and they certainly enjoy it because it keeps them connected to their family and friends, but they're not savvy enough as to how the internet works to know about these privacy concerns.
Yeah, you assume that there is an implied privacy with something like this. The good news is it's really not hard to protect yourself. So if you're listening and you're saying, well, I didn't really think about this, it's real easy. What you need to do is go to the upper right-hand corner of the page where that arrow points down, click on that, and then privacy settings, and just you can set them however you want. Just make sure they're not set to public.
Okay, all right. And the Facebook IPO, while we're talking about it,
yeah, next week or two, it's coming up. The guess right now is May 18th. That could change, though. This is looking to be one of the biggest tech IPOs of all time, bigger than Google. Company is being as valued as high as $95 billion. If you're Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of the site, you're going to just this is going to drive you crazy. His stake is estimated to be worth over $28 billion once this happens.
Well, Chris, maybe he should buy himself a suit because there's some buzz today about the fact that he shows up at this investor meeting in New York for this landmark IPO in a hoodie.
Yeah, you know, I know the analyst who started this, too, and it doesn't surprise me he said that. Mark Zuckerberg is Mark Zuckerberg, and really I think he knows that, well, Facebook welcomes the money that comes with an IPO. They don't really need it. So he's just going out there being himself.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be Mark Zuckerberg.
I guess so. What was the name of those guys that claimed that Facebook, they made the movie about the guys that didn't get in on this? I mean, how have they got to be feeling?
The twins?
The twins.
The Winklevoss twins.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're multimillionaires many times over themselves. So come on. Yeah.
Well, here's the fun part. Because of this IPO, because they settled that lawsuit back in 2008, they're going to come out of this making about $300 to $400 million for the stock that they own.
Smiling all the way to the bank.
I know.
Thank you very much, Chris Morris, acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game consumer electronics industries. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.